Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Hey, Jen, thanks very much. This week, it's Brent Mason, a veteran singer-songwriter who's just released his 11th album called Fireflies. We're going to hunker down here and feature six great tunes. And while we're talking to Brent, we'll ask him what makes him the godfather of the St. John music scene. Can't wait to get it started, so let's do that. From the new album Fireflies, this is Running Out of Road from Brent Mason on Atlantic Access.
She had a way about her, a certain kind of charm. You'd sit and sweat and hold your breath and clock the ticking bomb. It's a very strange attraction when opposites collide. It's a monster roller coaster you hate to have to ride. Start the car. There's never any fireworks, just candles in the wind. Every time you light one up, she blows it out again. And the ball keeps getting bigger, rolling through the snow. It's an avalanche of apathy. It's something to behold. Start the car. When you're running out of road, when you're running out of road, when you're running out of road, where you gonna go? I don't know. Oh, sure you get them days when the barricades are breached and the walls come down and the hearts all pound and it's almost within reach. But the manufactured bullet goes slipping through your hands. It's a lifetime sentence. It's more than you can stand. Start the car. When you're running out of road, when you're running out of road, when you're running out of road, where you gonna go? Find the underground line that leads to Monticello. Maybe see her ghosting past the stones, wandering the Bardo. Shackles shining cold, stories never told. Parisian boulevards, tobacco dirt, with with barely 16 years. Her pale beauty, it owned them all. So far and yet so near. Where she don't get to choose. The master makes the rules. On Independence Day, they're pulling down the statue. On Independence Day, all the way to Monticello. Hello. A bitter pill. So who could know the color of the past? Who could make that claim? Barren babies and barren witness. A footnote all the same. Till finally she got free in the moonlight, you might see on Independence Day. They're pulling down the statue on Independence Day. Monticello, all the way to Monticello, all the way to Monticello.
The album Fireflies, that's Monticello, back to back with Running Out of Road, and Brent Mason's brand new album Fireflies this week on Atlantic Access. Brent, welcome aboard.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Super album, really enjoying it. You know, it's your 11th already. Do you ever get sentimental and you look back on, you know, what 11 albums might mean to you?
I don't know if sentimental is the adjective. More like despondent at where the time has gone, perhaps.
Okay.
But no, I'm being facetious. No, it's I did had to when I kind of was working on this project. I you know, several times I'm sure I stopped and went, what the hell, 11 albums? I never saw that train in the station. So it's really feels good, you know.
Your craft as a storyteller really shines through again on all of the songs on this particular project. So how would you compare this to any of the other albums? You know, if there are comparisons to be made, what are the differences with this one?
All of my stuff tends to follow a semi, loosely applied semi-autobiographical kind of track. But this one was very much born out of a specific kind of, we just had a tough time, in a family time. And I wrote all of these songs when that was going on. So it was really all written over a 3-month period, pretty intense, that were. One of my kids had a pretty bad accident, and so we had to really circle the wagons, and I converted my old chicken coop into a studio. So This one is more condensed in terms of the focus that I had on the writing. It was really much, pretty much, you know, every night in there and kind of trying to deal with a lot of questions about on the micro level about you know, what was happening in our lives, and on the macro level, it things are in the world around were dovetailing a little bit with so it was fairly intense, you know.
You got together with an old collaborator and an old friend for one of the songs, Jessica Ray.
Yeah, that's we are exactly that. old friends and collaborators. Jessica's pretty much the only person I co-write with, and this is the only co-write on the record. It's she's got a real great melodic sense, and that's not my real game, you know. So she had an idea for that specific song, which is called Cold Love. She has recorded Four Strong Winds, Ian Tyson's classic, on one of her previous records, and she had an idea to write a song from the point of view of the person who didn't go out to Alberta, who stayed home and kind of didn't experience that, you know. And and I thought I liked the idea, and she had a really great melody and some lyrics too, so we banged that out pretty quick on a Sunday. So she's recorded a big sweeping sort of a unreleased as of yet kind of folk pop version of that, and I really pared it down and changed the lyrics a bit. It was kind of the dark horse on the record, really. You know, I was surprised that it came out the way it did.
Well, it certainly is one of the highlights, and we're going to give it a spin right now. This is Cold Love, Brent Mason, from the album Fireflies on Atlantic Access.
You told me when the winter ends, you'd be back. I wouldn't spend another night alone in this cold town. The lights are bright, all red and green. The snow keeps falling in my dreams. This silent night is waiting for a sound. And every time you say goodbye, another piece of my heart dies. And every night I close my eyes, I see your face, wonder why. Cold love, cold love, cold love is haunting me. In the snow, they lead me far from what I know. Got covered by four strong and lonely winds. I walk beneath the winter sky, aurora borealis. I know that you're not coming back again. Twelve o'clock, the bells are ringing on the street. People singing hallelujah, Christmas come and gone. The storm is raging all around, and only dogs can hear the sound. I'm singing out to the midnight sun. And every day you slip away, little pieces of us fade. And every conversation's fake. Some hearts give, some hearts take. Haunting me. on the Midway cotton candy. Once you've had your fill, someone to freeze your gums might come in handy. I don't know this place, and I can't feel my face anymore. Frogs in a pot. In a pot, and the water's getting hot. Does the apple off the tree belong to Newton, or to Eve, or to no one? You can pick it off feet, or find it at your feet in the autumn. It's rotten to the core. This more and more and more and more. Frogs in a pot. Believe it or not. Frogs in a pot. And the water's getting hot. Goodbye, Norma Jean. So long, Jimmy Dean, the party's over. Lemmings on the ledge, with bets that we can't hedge or even cover. Hollywood and Vine never saw the signs in time. In a pot. Believe it or not. Frogs in a pot. And the water's getting hot. Hot, hot, hot.
Fun loving tune, Frogs in the Pot, from Brent Mason and his album Fireflies on Atlantic Access. Brent, a bit of a, I don't know, maybe you didn't intend for this to happen, but I'm hearing a little bit of a Louisiana Dixie vibe in there.
100%. Yeah. There's got that. It's got that swampy Louisiana feel. There's a, you know, in the pre-chorus, there's definitely a reggae thing, and in the chorus, it's calypso. So it's south of the Mason-Dixon line for sure.
If there was ever a music video to be made for that, I could so envision you and the band just kind of going down on one of those Mardi Gras parades, you know? And
well, it's funny you should say that, because there is I've got a friend who is an animator. He lives up in the Miramichi, and he just actually messaged me today and said, on his own volition, contacted me and said he really wanted to do a video. So there's going to be an animated video. Aren't the horns great?
Oh, they are.
Hypochondriacs. That's Janine Gallant.
Oh, seriously. Oh, yeah. So cool. I didn't realize that. Well, we'll certainly look forward to the video. I'm sure it'll be quite fun.
Yeah, I think, or at least weird.
Yeah. you're considered the godfather of the St. John music scene, primarily because you still host an open mic event there, and you have been for like 25 years. And I think I read where this is the longest running open mic in all of Canada.
It's amazing. I moved here in 92 from you know, several years of traveling, ended up in Victoria, but I moved here and I thought an open mic might work here. And man, oh man, it's been, you know, we've had 1500 plus Wednesday nights, and it's a joy, and it's where I've learned to be a musician, you know, and it's a real community thing too. It's just bizarre. We just show up and people roll in. You don't know who's going to be there. Usually it's a really well-known musician will show up just because they know about it or whatever. They hear it when they're at the hotel. Lots of interesting cameos over the years, but it's a real phenomenon, and I feel so lucky, you know.
The song Fireflies, which the album is named after, it just seems like one of those songs that brings out that whimsy.
That's the beauty of music, isn't it? That you can hear what you hear, and it resonates and oscillates, and the person that's hearing it, you know, it was definitely inspired looking out of my little chicken coop studio and processing all this stuff that was going on. And it was probably a June evening and just dusk and seeing the firefly. With this one, it was the idea that, you know, they blink and they go out and you don't know where they are, and then, oh, there it is over there. Hope is still around, and the idea of a dream or a hope or something was still accessible out there. But it was out there. There's a melancholy to it, I guess. That's what I'm trying to say.
Excellent, excellent. And it certainly comes across in the overall production of the song, too.
But without Grant Heckman and Tim Davidson, this thing wouldn't even exist. The amount of time and skill and love they put into it, I don't deserve it, but there it is. I got it.
Well, yeah, I thank you very much for the gift of the album Fireflies. You're a treasure to the New Brunswick music scene. And
mighty kind of you. Well, I appreciate that.
We're going to wrap it up with Deja Blues following Fireflies. Thanks again, Brent.
Thank you. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate what you do.
Thank you. This is Fireflies from Brent Mason on Atlantic Access.
I was living a stranger's life. I let the light close its eyes. I forgot about the reasons why. I forgot about the fireflies. Hide and seek in summer dusk. The blinking lights you somehow trust. There's something about a starry night and trying to catch those fireflies. Blink, 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 don't go out. Blink, 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 don't go out. Blink, 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 don't go out, don't go. Dead of night, I still hold you tight, and you don't even know. How could I forget, let you go, and yet I still see the glow
chased them all. I caught a few and watched them fall. Comes a time you don't even try. You stop thinking about fireflies. Every chance I never took, still right there for me to look. But I'm still under this star-filled sky, and I'm still chasing those fireflies.
Drugstore without a cowboy.
What's a rebel without a clue? Your cheating heart, your crooked spine, your Cadillac stalled on the county line. Your cheating heart, your crooked spine, your Cadillac stalled on the county line.
Deja Blues from Brent Mason and the album Fireflies on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. The bonus track this week is quite special. It comes to us from Tara McLean and Catherine McClellan, two of the most notable singer-songwriters that make Prince Edward Island their home. Many people feel that they've really outdone themselves on this particular collaboration called The Storm. We would also invite you to check out the music video for this. It's very heartwarming and also very uplifting, as the video pays tribute to frontline workers, in particular the healthcare workers, that are helping everyone through this difficult time. This is Tara McLean and Catherine McClellan with The Storm on Atlantic Access.
When the world is spinning round and round, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. When we wake up in a scary dream, all we want is to go back to sleep. I love you more than ever. Soon we'll be together in each other's arms. I know it will be alright. It's just gonna take some time. So hold on through this storm. When the only way to hold you near is to call you on the phone from here, and you tell me that you're feeling scared, know that I
some time, so hold on through this storm.
new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.